This is X.A. Anderson. Welcome to the Principal Podcast today. Today, I just want to talk about a thought for the day, which is consider that how you react to things may be the voice that your children hear later. And I know I've not always been great on this. It's something that's so important. And let me give you an example. So I think we may have spoken about this before, but when if your child falls down and skins their knee and you react like this, "Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. Are you okay? Could you go? We need to get some," and you act really, really stressed out about it. Well, when your child falls down maybe later and you're not around, that same panic, that same voice, they may kind of feel that same voice because they've heard it from you. And so they know that, hey, my dad reacted this way. Maybe that's the way I need to react. The way my mom reacted this way, maybe that's the way I should react. But maybe, if they fall down and scrape their knee, obviously that's not a fun thing for them. But if you react in maybe a more confident, calm way where you can say, "Oh, it looks like you scraped your knee. You know, it's probably going to hurt for a little while, but you'll be okay." And, then when they fall down and scrape their knee and you're not there, they have that confident voice in their head that, it might hurt for a bit, but I'll be okay. And so I think we need to be really, really careful. And again, I haven't always been good at this. In fact, I'm still not good at it. But to make sure that we are really conscious about what we're saying, this can work on a good way too. This can work in a good way. One time I had a daughter come to me, she was 5 years old and said she wanted to hike a mountain. And there's a mountain near us that's between 11 and 12,000 feet high. And she knew that I liked to hike this mountain. And so she said, "Hey, Dad, I want to come with you and hike this mountain." And she was only 5 years old. It's about a 15-mile round trip. And you go up several thousand feet. And at first, take the response might be, "Okay, you're too young. I'll take you when you're older." And there may be a good reason for that. In this particular situation, I thought she was pretty mature. I thought she was for her age. And I thought she was, she really, really wanted to do it. And I said, "So, if we go, we got to hike all day. We'd have to start early and hike all day. And your feet might hurt a little bit." And she was determined. She said, "I really want to go. I really want to go." "Well, what are we going to do if your feet hurt?" "Well, I'll just stop and take a rest and let them rest for a while and keep going." Well, I decided to let her try it. And we got on the mountain and she did it. She hiked to the top of this huge mountain. Well, it was really confidence building. There were a lot of people at the top that gave her a standing ovation when she got to the top. And she kind of came down and she was really kind of proud of the fact that she'd conquered this mountain. And she's now very confident. I mean, she's a very confident girl to know she can do things. And I think having that experience was helpful. So, if we just say things carelessly, if we can be really conscious about what we're saying, see the strength in our children rather than the weakness. See the strength rather than the weakness. I think that's really important. So that's my thought for the day, and we'll go from there. Thanks for listening to the Principal Podcast today. Sign up for my newsletter specifically geared towards helping you be an awesome dad, an awesome parent, to be able to better lead, love, and influence your family and children at xsane.com/subscribe. That's xsane.com/subscribe. Spelled EKSAYN.com/subscribe. This newsletter is going to give you tips about how to be a great dad with the links in the show notes. But whatever you do, remember that what you do in your own home will have more influence than anything else you do in the world. Thanks again for listening today.